life preserved at the railroad crossing. This day was quite a normal one for me. I had gone to work in my studio. Usually at 8:20 every morning, I would walk across an old rusty railroad track to the post office to get my mail. This day, however, when I put down my tools to leave, I heard an inner voice say, "Not now." As I am used to listening to these silent utterances, I went back to work. Several times I remembered that I had not gotten the mail and momentarily stopped working, but again came the voice, "Not now." Then, all of a sudden, while I was running heavy machinery, I heard, "Now, get the mail." This was not my inclination, nor the result of any reasoning on my part. Not knowing what the urgency was about, I shut down the machines, exited the building, and picked up my mail. Everything seemed completely normal. But as I left the post office, I could hear a train coming, and it was very close. I instantly became aware of why I was at that precise spot at that moment, and I knew what I must do. Around the curve in the road, a car was speeding toward the intersection. The driver could not see the train or the flashing lights. I can only describe my motion as being moved by the spirit. It certainly was not me. With hands waving, I jumped in front of the car, and then leaped off the road to safety. The driver, who had slammed on his brakes to avoid hitting me, proceeded to skid toward the tracks and stopped about 2 feet from the passing engine. My first thought was, God must love that man. I walked up to the car and could see that the driver was in a state of shock, so I talked with him for a few minutes until he regained his composure. Then he went on his way. As I review this coincidence of God's care for his children, I am in awe of the intelligence of mind, knowing and caring for us without our limited sense of time or hearing. This is an example of how divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. This man and I were protected and guided in our actions in a way that we each could hear. The whole event was beautiful, harmless, and timeless. For me, this experience is a building block that is added to my confidence in knowing that there is only one power, God, beyond material law and limitation.